You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you were born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The power of inspiration and awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com. ONETrueSelf.com, and you're listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Today, we're talking about wolves, universal energies and truths, and how to step into your power, find more of who you truly are. So stay with us for the next hour and learn about yourself and the universe. So I want to begin with what is a wolf like, and a little bit about the role that they've played in my life. When you meet a wolf and you're actually in their space, they're much larger than they look from the outside if you're looking at them in a fence or you've been playing with them in an enclosed area. Initially, I spent time with them in very large, closed-up areas. If you take them out on a walk with no leash, they seem to grow immensely. They have golden eyes that look at you, and they feel your soul, and they feel your heart. And you can actually feel them measure who you truly are. If you have the honor and the opportunity of touching them, their coats have an outer layer that's like a raincoat. It's very silky. And then underneath that is down, the softest down that you've ever felt. And, of course, they're very muscular and powerful underneath that. Every wolf has individual markings, mask, and a cape. And that's one way that you distinguish them from a distance. The interesting thing to me is that part of their downy coat that's almost like sheep's wool. So here you have this powerful animal with this softness. And what you find is that wolves are so powerful, they can love you with every single part of their heart. It's one of the most intense loves that I've ever felt because they don't hold back. There's no reason to hold back. They're not afraid of dying. Very few things can hurt them. They don't have to worry about protecting themselves. Their presence is unique. It is like this huge wave of energy hits you, embraces you, and connects you to the earth. So everything that has to do with the earth, the birds cry, the way that the leaves flutter on the trees, your hearing, your sight, all of your senses are amplified when you connect with a wolf. Now, this is very interesting because as you go deeply into awakening, you find that you begin to wake up and feel life again. The limitations that you had that separated you from that, they start to go away. And the same thing is true of the wolf. Now, the really fascinating experience that I had is that right away I could hear them the same way that you hear me. And it came through in words. And they have what I initially thought was a unique cosmology. But since that time, I've seen several other people write about it. And what they believed is that when we came here, we moved into bodies that had already evolved. We came here on a wave of light. And the original animals, like the wolf, like the elephant, like the whales, they saw those as original animals that have specific powers, that their voices carry specific wavelengths. They actually sing to us all the time. That's sonic waves, coyotes, wolves, whales, dolphins. And it is a story of the cosmos and who we are. And what they think is that human beings are very beautiful, very powerful, very much creators. They say that we have forgotten, but they remember. And that's the song that everything on the planet sings on the full moon. Why the full moon? Light carries positive energy. We know that. As we awaken and we move into light and love, we know when we're in the light. We know when we're having synchronicities. We know when we're graced with that. So these animals move around the planet and try constantly to remind us. They said that we were so powerful in the beginning. We could walk up to a tree and think about a fruit that we wanted to eat, and the tree would produce it right then. Things that we call miracles now, that those were our innate powers. Now, certainly I can say from my personal experience, they truly awakened my intuition. They strengthened my ability to feel light and love, and they taught me that what human beings do in life doesn't matter at all unless we're connected to our inner self. Our desires, our dreams are futile unless they come from our inner self. All of us know when there have been certain times in life when we've been in the flow. If you're with a pack of wolves, they can put you in the flow right away. And in that space, you find that certain thoughts and feelings are amplified by that flow, and other thoughts and feelings diminish you. It's a really simple rule. We all know it subconsciously. But one of the things that we're learning as we move into evolution at this time is that we need to start making that distinction. And even if you can only do it once or twice a day, that's so cool. That's so wonderful. That's one way of stepping into your power, that discernment. I want to talk a little bit about our innate powers. Whether we know it or not, we're always sending messages to other people. We're always emitting emotions. We reflect some of our experiences. We reflect other people. We don't have to, but we do. But we can do it in a positive way or a negative way. And that's one of the things that everyone is striving to learn right now, or at least I should say, among the awakened people. We also all have powers to heal things within ourselves, within our personal sphere. Certainly if we had enough people, we could do it for the planet pretty easily. We've just forgotten that. We all have the power to hear nature. And sometimes we do that through signs or synchronicities. We know that we're on the right path when they're positive synchronicities. And that's a general rule that holds true with everything. We also have the power to magnetize, to pull things into our energy field. Like, for example, I can remember one time I had a class in Atlanta and I was taking Sheba with me, a wolf. She's very beautiful, what we call a blonde wolf, light colored, silver, just gorgeous face. And she was so sweet, so I had her in the back seat. And I realized I was going to be 30 minutes late because I was like, you know, all messed up in traffic. So what I did, Sheba said, concentrate on where you want to go. Well, I have no sense of direction. For the first time in my life, I didn't get lost. And there was this pull, like something was pulling me there. And somehow or other, I arrived exactly at the right time. But that's how we magnetize. That's how we pull ourselves where we want to go. We also have powers of projection to see something that we want, to put our energy into it, and to create it in that way. So if you notice, I'm talking about pulling and pushing. We pull things into us with magnetism. We push our energy outwardly, and we create things for the future. Now, whether you know it or not, you're constantly doing that. And there are other powers as well. You are a powerful person. You are a beautiful person. You have the ability to align with yourself, your heart, and life. So we've been talking about wolves, cosmology, and new ways of seeing the universe, as well as stepping into our personal power. When we come back, I'll talk about secrets that I learned from the wolves and more about stepping into your power. If you're listening to this, you're probably awakened. You're probably ready to use your power in a positive way. So it will be a great thing for you. So stay tuned. Let's go to break now.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, people who prefer extroverted energy tend to speak as they think and want to communicate by talking. However, people who prefer introverted energy tend to think quietly about their response before speaking and prefer to communicate by writing. And so a great strategy for both energy preferences is when extroverts want to brainstorm out loud, they should give introverts information ahead of time to think and prepare quietly before sharing out loud. An introvert should plan for quiet time before and after being with extroverts and let extroverts know that he or she needs time to think before giving an answer. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, carrienail.com. That's K-E-R-I-N-A-I-L.com.
What if I told you that you can live your life with purpose and passion? Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe of Peaceful Easy Healing, and I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be for many tomorrows to come. My approach is multifaceted. I use coaching, Reiki, and ongoing support to help you grow in every direction. Don't wait. Prioritize your self-care today. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com.
I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Today I'm talking about how the wolves led me to this place of finding a higher vibration and how you can do it too. Actually, all the things that you read about in the books, particularly, I guess, the Hindu books, the books from India, about miracles that happen, how things change instantly, and there are other books about that as well. We tend to call that miracles, but actually wolves can do it really easily. Before we went to break, I was talking about Sheba, a blonde wolf. I was taking her to class with me in Atlanta. I have no sense of direction. I was stuck on the expressway. Then I was lost. Then I was going to be 30 minutes late. And I could feel like this power emanate from her that aligned with the place where we were going. And it literally pulled me there. Every turn I took was right. Every way that I got there was right. Now, Sheba had other powers. One of those is that she could make people very happy and relaxed. When she came into the room, people would start to smile and laugh. But one of the most amazing things that she did is when I was babysitting her, or she was babysitting me, and she was at my home, I had not been sleeping. And when she was there, I would sleep and I would have the most incredible dreams. And so would my children. And it would be like 12 hours of sleeping. And when you woke up, you felt like you had been on vacation for 2 weeks. And they all have unique powers, just as we do. For example, Juno, who was the alpha wolf, she was very dark, black, with golden eyes and a golden mask, and very elegant and slim. And she was more or less a queen, and that's responsibility. And the pack, the alpha female, makes the decisions. Not only do they make the decisions, they hold stories that they tell their children. Stories about the universe, stories about their relationship with man, the powers that we had, the powers that they had, and how they came to Earth to be our companion and to help us. At this point in time, what they want us to do is to remember. So I'll tell you very quickly one of the stories. And it was with Native Americans. It was when the world had changed. There was a long winter and a long summer. Before that, it was like all the cosmology that we read. There had been an eternal spring, and everything we wanted had always been there. So that would have been a step into duality or polarity. But this couple did not have enough to eat. And no matter how they hunted the deer, they couldn't find any. And the woman realized that probably soon they might die. So this wolf came to her, crawled around her, comforted her, and she painted a painting of her husband and the men coming back with deer. And while she was focusing on the painting, they did find food. And this is one of the ways that wolf and woman and wolf and man put their consciousness together to create. And there's an important part of this, which is we know that elephants and whales have stories that they tell their children. They have a history. So to me, if we're seeing the entire animal kingdom, or certainly certain parts of the animal kingdom, with similar stories and stories about energy, what does this tell us? It's that there are almost unlimited powers, abilities that we have that we haven't stepped into. At this point, we are in Kali Yuga, which is the lowest point of consciousness. It's said that from Kali Yuga, we awaken, we'll go into the greatest golden age that has ever existed. And that was something that the wolves thought too. We're reaching this end of deepening into lower duality and forgetting who we are. And we're moving into that higher phase. When more of us are in this higher phase of consciousness, things begin to bend. They change how they respond to you. It becomes much more positive. It's like opening a door, like the magnet of pulling me into a place that I wanted to go. The fact that animals can truly talk and understand every single thing that you're saying. They can send pictures, we can send pictures. And actually, we do that whenever we're thinking about anything. And so I'll demonstrate it very quickly. Let's say you left your keys in the car. Everybody just had an image of the inside of their car. That's how we move through time and space. So what's something that they were always asking me was, what if I changed my image, what I was experiencing? When you learn to do that adequately, or focus your consciousness as Sheba did, so fully that I had no choice but to go to sleep. I had no choice but to be on time or what Juno did. I had no choice but to see life and the stories through her eyes. That's a different world. That's the world that's exciting. That's a world where we can heal ourselves, where we can heal other people, where we can imagine, as we did when we were children, wonderful and beautiful things happen. So the first step to do that is to start thinking about who you really are. When you think about your inner self, and yes, it's inside of you, you automatically connect with the universe, and that ups your energy. It gives you a fuller range to see things. So this was something that all the wolves did. The wolves that I worked with intensely were Juno, that I described, Sheba, that I described, Liesl, who looked a lot like Sheba, but she was darker and larger, and Rennie, who was a 180-pound wolf and just the sweetest thing ever, as large animals sometimes are. They're very careful. He was just very sweet. He was Juno's baby. And then Nikki, that had long fur, golden markings like Juno. And he was very, very powerful. When they howled, he would use tones that made their message go out to the world and also grounded it into the earth. His role was to be a protector. So as you're hearing me talk about this, you can see that everyone's role, everyone's difference, everyone's ability . So whatever your powers are, whatever your gifts are, they're important in the scheme of things. Now, much to my dismay in the beginning, after I had learned to hear them talk, they started correcting my life. I would think a thought and they would go, oh, no, that's no good. We don't want to hear that. And if I continued with it, they would just all go away. They wouldn't play with me. They wouldn't talk to me. If I got in the right range of thoughts, they would play with me. We would go get in the stream, or we would run, or they would throw pine cones at me, and I'd catch them and throw them back, because wolves play throughout their entire lives. And it's another way that they're superior to us. They may be serious. They may be intent. They may be working on things for weeks, because they always have a scheme, something they're working on. They take time to play. They take time to see the beauty in nature, to let go of all those things that are intense and to simply be. And that alone is a good lesson. We have to be able to move, to go from one state to another. Some of you may wonder, how did the wolves talk to me? I could hear their voices, and they were all different, but I could hear them inside of me. If I wasn't getting what they were saying, and wolves are pretty sharp and blunt in what they have to say about you, believe me, they would all get in a circle and project the thought until I had no choice but to listen. It would just sort of go and go and go. So at some point, I would give in and do what they wanted. Now, we tend to think that all the things that I'm talking about, you know, that they really show psychic power, and it's great, and yes, it was great to hear wolves. And it is wonderful to hear animals. However, I think it's using these powers that the animals are showing us that's big, that's great, and it's remembering that we can do it. Everybody has moments that they've done it. Everybody has moments when they've gone into the flow of life. It's a very odd thing to say, but we have to allow it. There's this universal flow that comes in when we're connected to our inner self, and it's up to us to open to that universal flow. I can say from personal experience then and now that sometimes we have a big resistance because we want to see life a certain way. We want to fit in with other people, and we have our own thoughts. This is how I want life to flow. Go away. But the truth is, if you surrender to it, it's the most beautiful change you can imagine. You stop caring about how other people feel about you, and your inner self. And there's a security in it. Because no matter how bad it gets, you know who you are, right? You know you're loved by the universe. And that's a fabulous place to be. The other thing is that usually the changes that come in from opening yourself up to something like these beautiful wolves or opening yourself up to the universe, your powers come in. You start to see energy and you start to know where you go and where you want to go. And with the current chaos that's in the world, maybe that's one of the most important things that we can have. We've been talking about secrets that I learned from the wolves, how to step into your power, what your power is, and some of the stories that the wolves have told me and what they're like. When we come back, we'll talk more about your power as a creator, how you can open that up and step into who you really are, and how you can change your life in a wonderful way. So let's go to break now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. And you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. We're talking about the wolves, your power as a co-creator, how animals send messages all over the world to try and help us step back into that magical power where we're balanced, where we feel love, where we can use our inner gifts. Listening to the wolves and hearing them was one of the most exciting things that ever happened to me. But if I was washing dishes, if I was meditating and their voices came through, for about the first 6 months, I would go like, I know this is a wolf. I know it's this wolf. I know they're talking to me. And I was seeing their stories about the cosmos and about the universe. Then I have moments where, am I just crazy? Why am I hearing things out loud that no one else can hear? And yet, when I was with the wolves in person, they would send so much energy that I had no doubt. I knew it was happening. I knew I was stepping into a new world, and it was so exciting. But I would move in and out of that doubt, Now, why am I talking about doubt? Because we all feel it before we step into our mystical gifts completely. And it's hard in the beginning to know when we're right or when we're wrong. In retrospect, the wolves certainly wanted me to hear their stories. And at first, they were very clear with them. But then they started sending waves of energy. I mean, like I could feel the energy. And I would get images and pieces of the story, you know, like doing a jigsaw puzzle. And they would all be out of order. So it might take me 3, 4, 5 hours to decipher the story. Why was that happening? They were teaching me to read energy. They were showing me how different waves of energy could come in and all the different ways of reading it until I started to become adept at it. In the beginning, it took all 5 wolves who decided to be in my life to get enough energy to send it to me. It would all just sit there and send the way Juno wanted them to send it. That was pretty interesting, and lots of other interesting things happened. So one time I was at my friend Liz's house. She had the wolves, a beautiful 2-story house, and had this gorgeous stream and beautiful green hills there. We were in, you know, where the mountains begin. And she wanted me to look through her books and borrow a book or two to read. She had a wonderful library. So I'm sitting there and I'm looking through the books. Juno comes behind the house, which she rarely does, stands there, looks at me through the glass, and she says, sit down. Well, at this point, I'm doing what the wolves want me to do, at least physically. So I sit down. Then she says, you've always wanted an herb garden. I said, well, I have plenty of herbs. No, you've always wanted a big herb garden. He says, close your eyes. So then I get this vision of the most beautiful herb garden I've ever seen in my life with all these unusual, gorgeous herbs. And she said, this desire comes from your heart. The universe wants you to have it. You have to start on this. So this was like January. So I started digging beds and I was staying home with my children. I didn't have a lot of money to spend on plants, and herbs are quite expensive. So every time I would get upset about that, someone would send me money. And immediately I hear Juno's voice, this is money for your garden. Well, it took 2 years, but I did create the garden that we saw in our dream together. And one thing that the wolves told me constantly was that only the dreams that are aligned with our heart or our inner self are worth pursuing. And that takes a lot of discernment to get there. Now, sometimes when we're at a super high vibration, we'll go to like, I wonder why I wanted that. That doesn't matter. This is silly. Or we'll go to, why do I keep pushing that dream down? Why don't I take that dream to a higher vibration? And that's how you can sort of tell. Now, there's nothing in the world that's the matter with pursuing a dream that doesn't fit, because you find immediately that you've got to change it or alter it, or maybe you move into another dream. So let's talk about projection for a moment, because that is one way of creating a dream. And that is to do what Juno did with me. To really feel your heart, you just go inside, draw a big circle on your chest, and feel how your heart is good, how your heart is beautiful, how it is literally the site of unconditional love. Breathe into that. And then take a desire, make a visual. Now, a visual, sometimes I will make them slightly above my head, or I'll make them directly in front of me, because that's how I see and feel the future, and it is a higher form in me. So take something that you really want that makes you feel wonderful and beautiful and alive to see it, and see that in your future. And start projecting that as often as you can, several times a day, one time for 30 minutes or 15 minutes, and see what happens. The interesting thing about doing it and creating something is there's a general energy, like plants would fall into herbs, right? Well, now I can hear plants. Never, ever would have happened if I hadn't done the herb garden. But there's always going to be something that's deeper and more spiritual. And if you want to know how I started hearing plants, it's sort of funny. My wolf Maya was in the garden with me, and she was like super fluffy. She's a low percentage Malamute and wolf, and she was just the sweetest little girl ever. But she was a wolf. Wolves do bad things, like empty your trash can out or let you know that the kitchen's not clean enough in a multitude of ways. But she was just a sweet girl. And so I was sitting there thinking, yeah, I've been working on this forever, and I still don't hear the plants. And so I dug up this huge sage plant with the dirt on it. I don't know, maybe it weighed 10, 15 pounds. It was huge. And I had dug a hole for it. And I dug up the sage plant. And as I was taking it over to the place I had dug, which was about three beds over, it said, put me down. I don't want to go there. And it was such a surprise. It's like all that energy just resonated through me. And I tripped over something and fell down with the plant. I was like, wow, this is wild. I heard a plant. So I did dig a different hole for it and put it where it wanted to go. But I didn't expect it. And I think for human beings, because we've shut this down so much, it's sort of scary at first, and we don't always believe that it's real. But think about this, the fact that I did that with plants and I did that with herbs. I can hear and feel nature so much more than I could before. So as kooky as it may sound in the beginning to follow your intuition, to keep wishing for things that you feel in your heart and that you want to have come into your life, it's so much broader than you think it is. I can hear all animals now. I can hear any plant if I want to. So it's much broader. It's about speaking and feeling a universal language where everything wants to change and it wants to go into a higher form, and it takes you into a higher form of being. Because we've forgotten it. But we have so much light inside of us. We have so many innate abilities. Just haven't had wolves or whales or dolphins to be around us and remind us. Now, another part of this is I find for me, and it may be different for you, when I go into a deep awakening with animals or plants or whatever it is I'm doing, I go much more deeply into nature. If I'm meditating and I'm thinking a certain thought, I can see that the breeze changes or the leaves flutter or all of a sudden all the animals come out of the woods and they're looking at me, all the little squirrels and birds and chipmunks. So we're that connected, and the more that you know that you're connected, obviously,
ready
the
to
more
start.
That you can create. We tend to forget that everything in the physical world is composed of light. And it vibrates at such a low level that it takes physical form and it has density and shape and weight and length and height. But it's still light. And molecules of light respond to light. And that's where we're going, is into that realization. Just think if we had, for example, 50 people all together who understood how to heal you, themselves, the world, what would that feel like? That's the kind of change that we're going through. And it's very beautiful and very wonderful. Now, in the beginning, it's normal, and I'm still working on this too, of how life takes us up and down. For some strange reason, at this point, there is a very heavy energy on the earth, which makes it so that we have moments that we believe with all of our heart, and we know it, and we're out there using our abilities. And we have moments that we almost go underground, where it's like life is heavy. We don't know what to do about the world. We don't know what to do about the people who are in our lives. So that's the challenge that we have, is going high and low and remembering who we are. Now, I do it, you do it, but if we all start working on it and seeing a higher place that we're going to go into, and we call on the wolves, and we call on all the animals in the earth, and we allow the universe to come into us, then we can do it. And even if it's only happening right now, that's enough. You'll find something else, or you'll find someone else, and for 30 minutes or an hour, you'll get yourself into a higher place. And that's how energy works, and that's how it changes everything. So we've been talking about secrets that I learned from the wolves, how to create, tap into nature, and use more of the source energy. I'm sharing information that I learned from the wolves. When we come back, we'll talk about the power of the heart, your power, giving up distractions, and aligning with what's real. Let's go to break now. We'll be right back.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're tired of being tired, be true to yourself and take action today. The Burn Bright Way. I, Jennifer Marcinelli, focus on providing energy solutions that manifest practical, real-life results. So what are you waiting for? Tune in to Burn Bright today, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information on how to heal from burnout, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, ONETrueSelf.com. You're listening to the Power of Inspiration, Awakening, and Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about energy, real power, and rewriting your life into a happier form in a way that I learned from the wolves. If you're not familiar, the wolves talk to me like people do, and they shared their secrets of the universe. So stay with us for the next few minutes and learn more. So wolves are always true. What they say tends to come true. They can see the future. when they feel your heart and you feel them weigh it, they fall in love with you if your heart is good enough. If you're not, they sort of ignore you and hope you'll reform. But when they do love you, it's the most marvelous energy in the whole world, because they can love you with every fiber of their being. They are incredibly strong and fierce. They are mighty and loving. And when they love you, they send you their energy always, whether they're here in physical form or not. One of the astonishing things about them is that they understand energy. I talked earlier about the stories that they tell, how they can use magnetism to pull you into something, how you can project things and make them happen. If you didn't hear that, you can go back and listen. With energy, here's an interesting thing. The wolves always know which rule to use. I'm going to give you an example. I said Sheba pulling me into a meeting when I was 30 minutes late and arriving at on time for the class. For me, I probably have 5 different ways of changing traffic, depending on what the energy is. And here's where it gets fascinating, is that there are different sets of rules at different times. So the easiest way to do it, and I'm going to tell you so you can do it, is to get into a really good mood, to imagine I'm happy about going out, that there's very little traffic, and there's no one in the cashier lines, no matter what time of day it is. That's the easiest. And usually when you're using that, you'll feel a space when everything gets really quiet, and that's the exact right moment to leave. Now, sometimes I forget to do it, and I'm all jammed up in traffic. So I say, if it's me, my energy is discordant, I'm going to breathe in calm and harmony, and I usually will use light blue light. I see myself surrounded by light blue light. I send that calm to all the cars around me, and they move. Third example, sometimes I use Ho'oponopono, which comes from the kahunas in Hawaii. And that's just like, please forgive me, I'm sorry. And then it's like, I love you, you're welcome. So your inner self and your outer self are communicating, because something in me was out of harmony. That's why I'm saying, please forgive me. I'm bringing myself back into the harmony of my higher self, and I'm remembering that. And sometimes the whole traffic will just start to move, and there's spaces in front of me, and everything is fine. There are other things that I use, but those are 3 good examples. So energy changes and the solutions change as well. And that's something that I think that we're all learning about on a human level. There are different answers at different times. If we can get to a high enough vibration, everything harmonizes and it's easy. But sometimes we're humans working with things like not paying attention and leaving on time, or we know that we planned something at the wrong time and we could have done better with it. So if we learn to alter the energy when we're in a conflict, that changes things around us, right? And that's one of the things I think that we're learning now. We're also learning, how do you move into that part of you that has the answers? How do you know which technique to use? We don't always know yet. It's a great experiment. But we're all looking for something to lift us up. You know, when I was with the wolves, like everyone, I guess, when you go through really big spiritual changes and you awaken, I had some pretty heavy-duty problems. You know, I mean, I had to face that my marriage wasn't working, that I was going to be a single mom, that all those dreams I had about that life were simply not going to come into form. And if I tried to work with them on the wolves, they would do nothing. They were like, nah, that's not aligned with who you really are. I was thinking, well, thanks a lot. When you're in a relationship or a situation that doesn't work for you, you tend to lose self-esteem because you don't know what to do. So when I was in those moods, the wolves would come, make a circle around me, and they would show me things that I had to do that made me happy. Like, you know, playing in the stream with my children, painting with them, going for walks, being in the woods, working in the garden, meditating. So they redirected my attention, right? So when your attention is redirected and you're working on things that resonate with your soul, this marvelous thing happens. You start to collect energy. Your body becomes stronger. Your mind becomes at ease and clear and calm. And your emotions follow that state. So that taps you into a higher state of emotion and sensation. When that happens, it's this weird thing. You get detached from your problems. And you start believing in yourself and your ability to make change. So that's how you start rewriting your life, is in this very simple way, of focusing on what gives you power, what gives you strength, doing more of it. And it's not always easy. I know, because I've been there. And we all have moments of doubt. And according to the wolves, when they look at us through our soul, through our heart, through our physical being, that's our opportunity to pull things into us or to project what we want. And if we really devote ourselves to collecting more energy and doing what our inner self wants us to do, we get a whole new life. And that's beautiful. That's the beautiful part of you. That's what the planet is telling us all the time. And that's the big message you get when you awaken. Now, one thing that I've found is that you can study with me. You can study with other people. You can study all the great books of knowledge and beauty and love. You're going to do all the things I'm telling you a little bit differently from everyone else. And that's fine. That means that you are being you. So let's listen to what the wolves have to say and get you into that higher state. You can sign up for my newsletter on my website, onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and receive many tips about the energetic weather, sometimes the wolves, and developing on the spiritual path and finding your higher vibration so you become who you are. I also channeled the wolves on the full moon, and if you sign up for the newsletter, you can look at that, or you can go through my blog and see some of the channelings from them and what they have to say about our power in us. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Next time, we're going to talk about making changes through astrology and how to heal yourself in this way. So I hope to be with you then, to feel your vibrations. And in the meanwhile, I wish you a beautiful life and success with manifestation. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.